Life Audio.
Hey friend, Heather Creekmore here. Question for you. Do you have gym class trauma? Would you have even labeled it that? I don't know that I would have, but the more I've been thinking about gym class and the impact it had on my body image at a young age and even really the lasting impact of that, thoughts I have about my body and what it's capable of and what it's worth that go back to gym class. Man, I'm like mad that I didn't make a chapter in my book on this because there's so much stuff there. So that's where we're going today. Was gym class good for you or was gym class for you? Did you hope to get your period so your mom could write you a note? Skip it. Remember those days? I do. So much good stuff, or maybe it's traumatic stuff that we're going to uncover today. So if you have gym class trauma, you're in the right place. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, starting next week, I'm going to take a wonderful group of women through a crash course, 2 months, April and May. We're going to go through my body image freedom framework at warp speed. Okay, we're not really going to rush the process because you can't rush the process, but we are going to spend 4 weeks together in group sessions. You'll have 7 weeks unlimited access to me through Voxer, and you'll have the 12-week course online to do really on your own time. I'm inviting you. Would you like to join us? Would you like to be part of it? Just drop me an email, heather@comparedto.me, and I'll tell you how you can join us starting soon. Now let's get to today's show. Welcome to Compared to Who, the podcast to help you make peace with your body so you can savor God's rest and feel His love. If you're tired of fighting body image the world's way, Compared to Who is the show for you. You've likely heard lots of talk about loving your body, but my goal is different. Striving to fall in love with stretch marks and cellulite is a little silly to me. Instead, I want to encourage you and remind you with the truth of Scripture that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved no matter what your size or shape. Here, the pressure is off. If you're looking for real talk, biblical encouragement, and regular reminders that God loves you and you're not alone, you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's show, and hey, tell a friend about it. So gym class is a topic that's kept coming up for me over and over again as I'm talking to coaching clients. It's kind of one of those, like, we just kind of gloss over, like, oh yeah, of course gym class was hard. And then we keep going and, you know, talk about maybe some of the specifics, like the boy in gym class who teased, or, ooh, going into the locker room and undressing, changing clothes with our peers, probably for the first time, because unless you had like a twin sister or, you know, cousins you spent a lot of time with that were around your age, like for most of us, that's the first time we saw other little girls our age undress. Or, well, not little girls. I mean, it was probably middle school, but still. And what that did to us, what that did to our perceptions of our bodies and whether or not our bodies we still perceive to be good enough, or if we were comparing and feeling like our bodies weren't good enough as we looked at these other little girls, like those are all things that stick with us, right? So there was an interesting study. I decided I'm going to just go to the internet, right? The place of all all research. And I went and I kind of Googled gym class trauma and traumatized by gym class, and I found some interesting stuff. Researchers from Iowa State University in Ames, they did this poll to 1,000 Americans aged 18 to 45 about their recollections of gym class. And the result was, I'm quoting something here, the result was a deluge of, quote unquote, vivid and emotionally charged memories of events that had transpired many years, even decades earlier, according to the authors. My best memory is when I was done with it. It's the title of the paper, and it was published in the Translational Journal of American College of Sports Medicine. So here's what some of the top memories from gym class were. Being picked last in dodgeball, hit very hard with the dodgeball, being horrible in basketball, having to be weighed in class and having my weight announced to the class, running a mile for time. And then the last one just said, I hated PE. And then there's a little note here that's kind of funny. It says, note to current gym teacher, dodgeball figures prominently among the most unpleasant memories. Hey, my hand is up. I hated dodgeball with a passion. I did not like being pelted with balls. I was not good at dodgeball. And I was always picked, I think, second to last. I don't think I was absolutely last, but second to last. Definitely in dodgeball, but pretty much in all the sports activities of gym class. I was not a super athletic kid. We had a basketball goal in our yard, which sounds really weird now that I think about it, but we had, I guess, flat enough grass or something in the backyard. We had it on a tree in the backyard until my brother actually decided to kind of get better at basketball, and then we moved it to our driveway. But so I grew up like throwing the ball into the basket, and you know, I think we would play some other games with balls out in the yard when I was a kid, but that did not prepare me for gym class. And I just remember gym class being pretty awful. I don't remember being weighed. And I know some of you have that experience where you remember like one person weighing you and then them like calling that number out to the school nurse, like across like the sea of other kids, which is just horrible. I hope that's not still happening in our culture, but I'm afraid maybe it is some places. But I remember the president's physical fitness test, the presidential physical fitness test, and you had to run the mile for time. You had to do a certain number of sit-ups in 60 seconds, and I was good at that. I could do the sit-ups really fast. But then you had to, boys had to do pull-ups, and girls just had to hang from a bar. And I don't remember what, like, the amount of time was you were supposed to hang from the bar, and maybe you had to have your chin over the bar. I don't remember, because, y'all, I was so bad at it. I couldn't even do it a second. Like, I couldn't even get to where it was supposed to be for 1 second. I had zero arm strength. And that was so embarrassing. And I remember just the flood of shame and all the feelings I had around, oh no, it's my turn, I'm going to have to do this, the anxiety. And now that I think about it, it's like, oh yeah, that's kind of traumatizing. What is it for you? What do you remember about gym class? Do you remember I had to wear a gym uniform starting in middle school, and it was these red polyester shorts and this blue t-shirt. And those polyester shorts, I don't think were designed to look good on anyone. That was not their purpose. But, oh, I felt so self-conscious in those shorts. I felt like the shorts made my thighs look even bigger than I already felt they were. And then I went to a Christian school starting in seventh grade. So we separated boys and girls. But there was just like one of those, you know, kind of like net wall dividers between the two sides of the gym. And I was so bad at volleyball. I just so horrible at volleyball. And so it just seemed like, and I'm sure this was my perception, probably not reality, but it seemed like every time we played volleyball, I ended up hitting the ball or being in the place where the ball was hit to me and I missed it, but hitting the ball to the other side of the gym where I had to run over to the boys' side and pick up the ball and bring it back. And like, that was so mortifying to me that now, even like 30, 40 years later, I'm like, like volleyball. My daughter played volleyball this year for the first time. And like, all I could think about was, no, don't hit it to the boys' side of the gym. Like, danger, danger. Like, that's going to be so bad for you. She did not have that experience, fortunately, but that's how deep my trauma ran. So how about you? Did gym class set you on a course? We're going to talk about this more in just a second, right after this quick commercial break.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on The Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
One other part of gym class I remember, and I only had this when I was at public school because Christian school didn't have the resources for this to be set up. But so I remember elementary school, fifth and sixth grade, even having to do the gymnastics unit, and there was a vault. And oh my goodness, my body and my brain were not created for vaulting. I am not gymnast material. And I would see that vault, and you were supposed to run down the mat, and you were supposed to jump over the vault. Y'all, I run down that mat. I get to that vault, and I would stop, and I would use my arms, and I would try to get myself over it. And I'm sure that did not look pretty at all. And then I would either make it over, or I would just kind of have to run around it. The vault was terrifying to me. I mean, I was never able to do a cartwheel. I was never able, like, I kind of do a handstand maybe against a wall, but I had a hard time doing anything that required me to throw my head down towards the ground. Like, that just was something that my body reacted to as if that was something I was not supposed to do. You're not supposed to throw your head towards the ground and then flip over. Like, I couldn't do it. And so as we think about body image trauma, as we think about the things that have influenced where we are with our body image issues today, I want just to take a second and think about gym class. Now, maybe you were homeschooled and you got to miss all this fun. I think my children will have that story eventually, although now some of them are in school and experiencing gym class for the first time. But maybe there was another athletic arena. Maybe you tried to play a sport for the first time and, you know, had maybe some of these similar experiences to what a lot of us had in school gym class. But what came out of that? What beliefs under your body image issues are you holding on to that came from gym class? Let me give you a couple possibilities here, but there's many. Do you still have the belief that maybe your weight isn't right because of the number that they told you or the number that they called out and the way the kids reacted? Is that an area of hurt for you that still needs to be healed? Do you still have the feeling or belief that you're not good at exercise? You know, one of the articles I was reading was talking about how gym class actually plays a detrimental role in terms of getting adults to be committed to physical fitness or some sort of exercise as they get older, because many of us have been so traumatized by the elementary, middle school, even high school version of physical fitness that we've convinced ourselves that we're just bad at exercise. And it just feels shameful. And so going to a gym, and I'm not saying going to a gym is the only way to exercise for sure, But like going to a gym takes us right back to all of that gym class trauma. And it's just too hard. It's just too much. It's just, there's so much about it that feels wrong and shameful and scary that we just don't want any part of it. Now, for me, my story was I started playing sports in high school. I went to the YMCA between 8th and 9th grade and went to field hockey camp to learn how to play field hockey for the first time. Now, what makes me sad is like that's not even possible for most kids now, because if you didn't start playing the sport when you were 4, you're not equipped to make the team when you're 7 or 8, which means you're not going to make the middle school team or the high school team, and you'll never play the sport. So I am sad that that's where we're at as a culture. At least that's where we're at here in Texas. But back then, back in the day, I was able to kind of learn something about the sport and try the sport for the first time in the after the 8th grade. And then I played field hockey at my small Christian high school. Through high school, I was not good enough to make a college team, and I really didn't have any interest in it. But I'm thankful that I had that experience. And what I recognize in that is that some of that redeemed gym class a little bit, because I was able to feel like, okay, I can do something athletic. I also tried to play softball that year. It was a total disaster. Total disaster. Oh, I was not good at softball. One season of that, and that was all I could take. I mean, they had me way out in the outfield. So first of all, you could tell what level of skill they expected from me. But I remember warming up, throwing the ball back and forth with a friend, and like my boyfriend drove by and I like looked and waved at him, and the friend that I was, you know, warming up with threw the ball at me. It hit me right in the middle of the forehead, and like it hit so hard that I had the stitch marks on my forehead for a little while. So softball was not my thing, but I really do wish that there was a recognition of the reality that like some of us like just don't have the coordination as early as others of us do. Now, maybe you're listening and you're like, I was the queen of gym class. Like I rocked gym class. And that's awesome too. But what kind of message, I wonder, did that leave you with, right? That this is what you're good at, that this is what you're expected to be good at, that maybe this is something that you're supposed to do because you're better than all these people. And maybe that is part of what God had for you to do. But it's physical activity, contests of how good we are at handling balls or running with coordination or throwing balls or hitting balls into goals. Like these were not things that God ever intended us to base our value and worth on. And I wonder if gym class sent us a different message. And so, like I said, I got better at sports in high school. I still wasn't super confident in that arena, but I had maybe a little bit more confidence because of my couple of years playing field hockey. And I got to college and I still just really mostly felt uncoordinated when it came to sports and working out. And this was in the early 1990s, and aerobics was just invented in the 1980s. For those of you who don't know, it's not been around that long. And so in the 90s, I decided to try aerobics, and I was so bad at aerobics. Again, this was like my gym class trauma came right back. It was just like doing the vault or dodgeball. Aerobics was so bad for me, but eventually I got better at it, and it kind of became part of my body image idolatry story, like trying to get to the place where I was good enough to teach a physical fitness class, an aerobics class, was going to prove to myself that I was good enough physically. And once I could just reach that goal, once I could become a fitness instructor, then I would know I was good enough physically, and then my body image issues would be solved. Now, most of you have heard my story. You know that didn't solve my body image issues. I was just another check mark of like, oh, I remember vividly standing in front of my first kickboxing class. That was the first class I taught. I wanted to teach spin. They didn't have any openings, but they said, you can teach kickboxing. I taught this kickboxing class, and I remember thinking, okay, that woman in the second row is in better shape than me. That woman in the first row has a better high kick than me. That woman in the third row has better abs than me. And I spent the entire class comparing myself to the other women, not feeling good enough, like pretending to fiddle with the music and the sound so I could take a break to catch my breath. Because when you are anxious and nervous and trying to teach a fitness class at the same time, your heart rate gets really high. And so I had to take breaks. And now I wonder, did my gym class trauma, did what I experienced feeling less than, feeling like fitness wasn't something I was good at, did that make me feel like fitness was something that my body wasn't good at? And did that make me believe in some way that supported the message of the body image idol that someday I needed to be a fitness instructor to prove myself to my seventh grade gym class self that I was good enough physically? I was athletic. And then just thinking about that, right? Like, what does that even mean? Like, who told us? Well, culture told us, right? But who told you, my friend, that being athletic was some sort of prize and reward and joy, right? Like, it feels good to exercise. But being athletic isn't where our worth comes from. God made all of our bodies different. And let's be honest, some of us just aren't as athletic as others. You can probably see that with your children if you have them. But I can say that for myself. There are many people who are far more athletic than I am. Y'all, I used to fall all the time, just randomly. I'd just be walking and I would fall. And I would go into class, like this was in college especially. I'd go into class and my knee would be like bleeding. And I wouldn't even notice it because I was so ashamed of falling, so embarrassed about falling that I would try to ignore it. And it wasn't until I like sat down, I'd feel the throb and people would be like, "You're bleeding." And like, "Oh yeah, I guess I am. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Look over there." That's how uncoordinated I was and how uncoordinated I felt. So as we kind of tie this up today, here's my challenge for you. I want you to think about whether or not you have gym class trauma. What was it for you? Was it being picked last? Was it just feeling like you weren't athletic, that you weren't good enough? What was it for you? Well, maybe it was a comment that someone made. And then I would love for you to journal about that. I know journaling's hard. Writing things down is hard. You know, I think it's how we get healing, right? When we write it down, we kind of commit ourselves to the fact that it was true, that it really happened, and that it really had an impact on us. And then that allows us to face it in such a way where we can hopefully see that it probably wasn't as shameful as we felt it was. And hopefully we can heal. We can kind of line up what our experience was, what our beliefs are after that experience, like what we've been holding on to, line that up with what does the Bible say? Does the Bible say that, you know, unless we're good in gym class, we will not be worthy and accepted by the Lord? Like, no, it doesn't say that. Right? What is God's truth versus what is the world's truth? And maybe gym class is just one giant petri dish where we get to see the world's truth operating full force, where we get the message that how your body works, how your body looks, but also how your body works in gym class is what makes you more valuable, or maybe in kid language, like cooler, or you have more, I don't know, riz, they say, or like that the kids who are good at gym class stuff are the kids that are worthy. And that's just not true. God made us all different. He made us all on purpose for a purpose. And you know, some of us are going to just be awful at gym class, but be really great at the things that God has called and designed us to do. And if we're still obsessing over not being good at gym class, while God has called us and designed us to do these other things. I mean, that was my story, friend. Like, God, I had other jobs, but I was still focused on like, how can I prove that I'm good enough physically? How can I make sure that everyone sees that I really am athletic? Right? How can I start to teach classes even though I've got these other full-time jobs that are more aligned with what God has made and called me to do? Like, I was missing God's unique design for me, still trying to perhaps heal some gym class trauma. Is that where you are today too? There's another thing I read about online when I was reading about gym class trauma, and that was this reality of, you know, and I mentioned this a little bit ago, but like how it can make us afraid of exercise, right? Going into the gym being one like way this might play out. but just making us afraid of exercise in general because we feel like we're not good at it. And can I just free you from that today, friend? Like, no one's asking you to be good at exercise. There's not like a scripture, you know, that says thou shalt be good at exercise. No, like my encouragement to you would be just to move your body in a way that feels good. And if you're trying to move your body in a way that causes shame or that brings back that trauma or that frustrates you, that's not the right kind of exercise for you. Find a kind of exercise that you enjoy, that makes you feel good. And then it doesn't matter if you're good at it or not, although most of us will generally enjoy things that we're better at. So example, I am lousy at Zumba. I don't know, do they still do Zumba? I think they still do Zumba in gyms. But I cannot move my hips that fast. Like, I just do not know how my African-American friends can move their hips that quickly. I cannot do it. My Latin friends, oh my lands. Like, I'm way too slow. I'm way too, like, white girl can't dance. Zumba is not for me, so I do not enjoy Zumba because I'm so bad at Zumba. I do not enjoy step aerobics because I am really, like, I trip over that step thing. But walking? I'm pretty good at walking. Oh, I really liked spinning. I liked riding an exercise bike. I was good at that. Kickboxing, punching things, that was kind of fun too. Find things that you enjoy and do them. But don't let gym class trauma convince you that you shouldn't move your body or that your body's not good enough to be moved. That's not what exercise is supposed to be about at all. So as we close today, will you take some time? Will you think about your gym class trauma? Think about maybe how God wants to step in and heal that. What does God want to show you? What beliefs have you had since the fifth grade that you've been holding on to from gym class way back then that just aren't true? Can you let him touch you, speak to you, and hopefully heal you of that today? Hey friend, if you need more help in this area, consider coaching. I'm running a small group April and May, just short body image coaching group. Consider joining it and we can dig into this together. I thank you for listening today. I hope something has helped you stop comparing and start living. Bye-bye. The Compare To Show is proud to be part of the Life Audio Podcast Network. For more great Christian podcasts, go to lifeaudio.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.